Right, after a year of parliamentary debate and more than 1,000 amendments, the government's planned reforms of the NHS in England are expected to clear their final political hurdle tonight. Yeah, it'll be on the statute book and they can stop arguing about it at Westminster. But what happens next? What does it actually do to the health service? So we're going to look at the Health and Social Care Bill in a bit of detail for the next few minutes. Now, central to the plan is to give GPs more power, more control over budgets. And also, the bill will encourage greater involvement for the private and charitable sectors. How will that be controlled? That's another thing we'll talk about. And we're joined by four people here, plus a health correspondent, Dominic Hughes. Dominic, good evening to you.
Hello, Peter.
And also we've got, I should say hello to be sensible, shouldn't they? They've all put little tags on their shirts, which is very nice and slightly impredictable, but nevertheless, I'm very grateful because otherwise I would inevitably forget everybody's name. So Matthew Ellis, Conservative County Councillor in Staffordshire. Matthew, hi.
Hello.
And then we've got Dr. Kailash Chand, retired GP in Tameside.
Thank you. Good evening.
And also we've got in the studio with us Councillor Lynn Travis from Tameside, Executive Member of the Health and Adult Services. Good evening to you. And I think down the line we've got a Dr. Michael Dixon, who's a GP in Devon. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Now, don't let me forget about you, Michael, because you're not in the studio. And you know what it's like. I'll be chattering away to everybody. So shout occasionally and say, oi.
I certainly will.
What about me? So we'll begin. Well, what we're going to do is look at the changes which this would do. And I'm going to look at two particular sectors, Dominic, and we'll start off with you to give us an outline of what the bill says, and then we'll let a couple of our guests get involved. Now, let's talk about privatisation, the greater involvement of private charitable sectors. What's going to happen there? What's supposed to happen?
Well, the idea was to open up the NHS to competition from charities and from commercial organisations and from within the NHS itself. So there's this phrase, any qualified provider who can offer NHS services at NHS prices, and they would be allowed to compete for those services. Now, for many people, they felt that for that competition was privatisation by the back door, and that was one of the big concerns.
OK, well, let's see what the arguments are about that particular issue. I'll come to you, Dr. Dixon, in a minute, but I'll begin with Dr. Chand, who I believe thinks it's a bad idea, yeah?
I think it's a black day. It's a national tragedy. The social contract we had for 63 years, where society was paying for when you are ill, I think is broken.
Really?
Absolutely.
I think nobody will notice, you know.
Absolutely. I think this bill essentially legalizes fewer treatments to fewer people. It's not only just a postcode lottery. In my view, it's a tax code lottery as well.
Right. Well, let's see. Actually, what don't argue with
do?
Me. Argue with Dr. Dixon. I think he was down the line, and I suspect takes a different point of view. Dr. Dixon.
Well, I do. Yes, because these changes actually are an extension of what Tony Blair and Alan Milburn were bringing in a few years ago. And we're not talking about.
I'll tell you what. Both of us, both sides. Can